three first half goals provided the platform that Donegal needed to record their first win in the Christy Ring Cup against Tyrone at Carrickmore today. It was 5-18-0-10 at the finish, and probably the biggest ever defeat for either county in what has become an enduring rivalry during recent decades. The result boosts Donegal's hopes of retaining their Christy Ring status, while Tyrone needs something akin to a miracle to avoid the drop back to the Nicky Rackard Cup for 2026. Two goals from Josh Connolly McGee and the third from Declan Coulter saw the visitors into a 3-10-0-7 lead at half time. They held on to that advantage in the second half, despite some pressure from the Red Hands. It was a keenly contested clash throughout, with both teams seeking a first win in the competition. But those goals gave the visitors the edge. They led by 2-3-0-1 after only 8 minutes, before being pegged back by the Red Hands. The accuracy of Sean Duffin and Rory Weir proved crucial as the home team reduced the deficit. There were only 4 points between the teams at the end of the first quarter, but Donegal's third goal from Josh Connolly McGee extended their advantage again just before the break. Tyrone's Cormac Munro, Finn Devlin and Dean Rafferty all worked hard, but they were restricted as Danny Cullen, Liam McKinney and Stephen McBride excelled for Donegal. Most in the good attendance expected Tyrone to make some inroads in the second half, but instead it was Donegal who maintained their almost total dominance. Sean Duffin and Mickey Little did get points for the Red Hands. However, Donegal were never in any danger, and late goals put the seal on an impressive win. Josh Connolly McGee completed his hat-trick before Luke White fired home again from a penalty right at the end. Final score again here at Carrickmore, Donegal 5-18, Tyrone 0-10.